You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Rain, 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 a wicked rain falling from the sky. Down, 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 pouring down upon the night.
And once again, we have rain in the forecast, a lot of rain this time, especially on Sunday, and some flooding, so get ready for that. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. He's going to explain why this weekend's rain is a little bit different. A lot of it is coming from an unusual atmospheric river, which will have some interesting effects. We'll get more on all that and the forecast in just a bit, but first, Cliff, it's Groundhog Day, and Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow. Legend has it that means 6 more weeks of winter. What do you make of that?
Well, I don't know if I would follow a groundhog for my weather predictions, but if it's clear and it's sunny there, that generally means high pressure, which means cold conditions. So I can see somewhat of a physical consistency with that. Around here, we have a ground frog, Ben Everett, and it foresaw a warm and wet period ahead. So I think our frog may be onto something.
A little more accurate, perhaps. But what about this weekend's forecast?
Well, it's going to be a wet weekend, and particularly on the western slopes of the Cascades. Today, we have an upper-level trough coming through. We have relatively warm, moist air coming from the west right now. So rain this morning. The mountains, the western side of the Cascades, are going to get hit fairly hard today, probably an inch or two. It's going to be extremely dry, though, on the eastern slopes of the Cascades. And that's what we expect when we have westerly flow coming in. Now, another disturbance is going to come through tonight and Saturday morning, so it'll be rainy at least in the start of Saturday. I think there'll be a break later on Saturday afternoon, so I think you'll be able to get out a bit, except if you're on the western slopes of the Cascades, where it'll remain wet. But then on Sunday, that's where the big action happens. A slug of moisture and warmth will come right at the Cascades from the west. And some locations are going to get 2 to 5 inches on the western slopes. There's going to be so much rain that I think that the flooding is inevitable. So the National Weather Service, the River Forecast Center in Portland, now is going for moderate flooding on some of the rivers that drain off the western slopes of the Cascade. So that's the big threat coming into the weekend. And then next week, there'll be a series of minor disturbances coming through Monday and Tuesday. And then the ridge of high pressure really builds in as we get into Thursday, Friday, and I expect to have sun. And it's going to dry out completely in sun as we get to later in the week.
I think we'll be ready for that after this weekend. Talk more about this atmospheric river coming from due west.
That's right. We have a kind of an unusual situation right now, and it's a serious one. When we get heavy precipitation here in the northwest, normally it's due to atmospheric rivers, these currents of warmth and moisture that come in from the south or southwest. So generally our moist flow comes from that direction. And, you know, that gives us heavy precipitation, but it doesn't get as heavy as it could in the mountains because when the air is southerly, it doesn't move up the Cascades in the same way as air would do if it was coming from the west. Now, the Cascades are a north-south barrier. So if air is coming from the west, it's pushed up much more emphatically than if air comes in from the south. So what's going to happen this weekend is we have high pressure off of California. Now, that high pressure is keeping California completely dry. But what it's doing is it's pulling up moisture in the central Pacific, swinging it around from the west directly into us. So we'll have moisture coming from the west, and the winds approaching our mountains will be from the west and fairly strong. And so what happens is this moist flow comes in, it reaches the north-south Cascades, forced to rise, and produces substantial precipitation on the western slopes of the Cascades. And if you look at the total for the whole weekend, we're talking about some places are going to get 5-10 inches of rain on the western slopes of the Cascades. On the other hand, when the air goes down the other side, it's drying. As air sinks, it warms and dries, and so it's going to be really dry on the eastern slopes and the bottom of the eastern slopes of the Cascades. So you want dry, go to Ellensburg. going to eastern Washington. On the Olympic side, we don't get as much upslope on this circular barrier that the Olympics represents. We will get some downslope over Kitsap on the southeast side of the Olympics. So that's where it'll be dry in western Washington. So this is an unusual situation. An atmospheric river coming from the west, it really optimizes the effects of the mountains, and we're going to get some very heavy precipitation on the western slopes that'll produce flooding on rivers like the Snoqualmie and the Skagit, etc.
And that amazing contrast. Now, real quick, what about skiing? How is this going to affect snowpack?
Well, I mean, there'll be plenty of precipitation, but the problem is that the freezing level is very high. Right now, it's 6,000-7,000 feet. It may even rise to 8,000-9,000 feet as we get into Sunday. So the trouble is the lower passes are going to get rain. So Snoqualmie and Stevens, I'm afraid it's going to rain there. Only when you get to around 7,000 feet will you start transitioning over to snow. So this is not good for skiing in most of the locations that people go to. So it's going to be pretty sloppy there.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.